to just one nice thing to speak out, and that is the Gemara is discussing over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda says that Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, that a Ger is not allowed to marry anyone that the people that are also loving Bakal are allowed to marry. We have a little bit of a situation here. And that is, how is it ever possible to have a third generation Mitzri that's going to be Mutta loving Bakal? The Mitzri is going to marry a regular Yid, and not allowed to. Elamai, he's going to marry a Mitzris. The problem is, or any other Giyuris for that matter. The problem is, if Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, a Giyuris is not allowed to marry someone that's also loving Bakal, how is it ever going to be possible for someone to marry in to the Kahal? That is the Gemara's issue that the Gemara had in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, and Zagoyis in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Halacha Tes, brings an raya to a tremendous chiddush from this Gemara. And this you have to be up to date to be able to see this. Classic. The Mechaber, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, says, Suma lo yishchei l'katchila. This is interesting. A Suma is not allowed to shecht l'katchila. Eleim kein acherim roinoi. Unless other people are watching him. Otherwise, a Suma shouldn't shecht. V'im shachat, however, if he does shecht, shechitas ekshera, b'dieved, it's going to be fine. Says Rabbi Kiveger over here in as Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch, Hine, Bedover Zeh Loi Matzinu Shum Chaylak. He says, I didn't find any Pesach that should argue with this halacha that says that B'dieved, a Suma that Shecht, as long as somebody's watching it, make sure everything went well, the Shechit is going to be kosher. Fek Rabbi Kiveger, V'lechayra, V'shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Choshesh, the halacha, K Rabbi Yehuda, the Suma Patam in HaMitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda's Shechit is that a Suma is Patam in HaMitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he quotes a Magad Avram, who quotes this Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that L'katchila, we should be Chayesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So if you're discussing Dini Dei Raisa, maybe don't rely on a Suma, because a Suma, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Patim in HaMitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yeruchim said that you have to be Chayesh l'katchila for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Feit Rabbi Kiveger, that Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim should have argued with this Mechaber, because the Mechaber is allowing a Suma to do Shechita. Now, a Goy can't do Shechita. If a Goy shechts, the food that you eat is going to be Nevela. Freit Rabbi Kiveger, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim then, meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Suma is part of the mitzvahs, if a Suma shecht, it's like a Goy shecht, it's going to be Nevela. So how come Rabbeinu Yeruchim didn't say that L'katchila, make sure that a Suma doesn't shecht? Mechaber says, M'shachat Shechitasik Sheira, if we're going to be Nizah for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it should be a problem. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, you have to say that although Rabbi Yehuda says that Suma is Patam in HaMitzvahs, it's only from Mitzvahs Aseh that Rabbi Yehuda said a Suma is going to be Patam from. But from Mitzvahs Lois Aseh, there a Suma, Rabbi Yehuda's Maida is going to be Chai. Meaning a Suma is not allowed to just go ahead and do all these Surim in the Torah. He's Patam from Mitzvahs Aseh. But all the Lois Aseh, he's going to be Muzer on. If he's going to be Muzer on all the Lois Aseh, he is Muzer on the Issen Avela. The reason a guy can't Shecht is because only someone that's Muzer on Issen Avela is Shaykh to Shechita. A Suma who's Muzer and isn't Avela. Why? Because it's a Lois Aseh. And even Suma Patam and HaMitzvahs only means Aseh, not Lois Aseh. He will be able to Shech. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. And for that reason, that there's no Chaluk over here on this halacha, because even Rabbeinu Yeruchim would agree that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Patam and HaMitzvahs is not applicable, because here we're dealing a Lois Aseh, you're not dealing with an Aseh. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, I have a Ryan Nifla to what I just said. That even Rabbi Yehuda that holds Suma's Patam and HaMitzvahs, it's Tafka Mitzvahs Aseh, but it's not going to be Mitzvahs Lois Aseh. He says, why? Because we have a Gemara in Perek Ha'aral. The Gemara is trying to figure out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how is it that holds that Kal Gerim Ikri Kal? So just like a Mitzri, Rishon, Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry a regular Yid, so too, a Mitzri Rishon, a Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry a Ger either. How is it ever possible to have a Mitzri Shlishi? Frank Rab Kiveger, I have a great Eitzah. It's talking about a Mitzris or a Giyiris, or even a regular Bas Yisrael that was a Suma. And a Yoy Suma is Patam in HaMitzvahs, she doesn't have the Yisrael of Mitzri Rishon and Mitzri Sheni. So Mitzri married a Suma, it was done the Heter, the third generation, the Dar Shlishi, everything is going to be fine. Zok Rab Kiveger, it's a Raya, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda L'Shita Zayal, Suma is Patam in HaMitzvahs, I have a great Eitz according to Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that here it's Isser, and Yoy it's Isser, Rabbi Yehuda never said as Halacha that Suma is Patam in HaMitzvahs by Yisurim. He only said it by Mitzvahs Aseh, and for that reason, fight.